I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. The number of farms in Connecticut is continuing to grow, and the federal government is renewing its interest in smaller-scale agriculture here in the state. Let's face it, in Connecticut, even the biggest farms are small.
We really benefit by having this specific commitment in the federal government and the Department of Agriculture to support small farms, because that's who we are in Connecticut.
That's Senator Chris Murphy, and that support he's talking about is $5.6 billion in newly packaged USDA funding. While smaller farmers can often get drowned out by bigger farms when applying for grants, Murphy says this money is specifically targeted to help small farmers with things like low-interest loans and technical training.
Across the nation, there is this renewed interest in beginning farmers because there is such an aging population in the farming community.
Susan Mitchell owns Cloverleaf Farm in Mansfield. She says smaller farms don't need a lot of money.
You know, I only farm on 2 acres, so I'm not a big operation. You know, I don't need hundreds of thousands of dollars.
But she says any financial assistance can make a big difference to small farmers who are juggling not only growing crops, but growing a business, too.
Even now, you know, we're kind of working on 100 things at a time.
Jonathan Janeway is with Sweetacre Farm in Lebanon, which just finished its fifth season. He says when he started his farm, it was challenging and exciting, but the business side of farming was a steep learning curve. To that end, the USDA also just launched a new website that will go beyond typical hands-in-the-dirt training for new farmers. It outlines things like disaster plans, insurance policies, and resources to connect farmers with proper business advice and support. There's also the New Connecticut Farmer Alliance, a state group which helps rookie farmers organize, share ideas, and advocate for legislation targeted at helping out new growers in the state. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.